Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I'm sorry, I love you.
What?
I'm sorry. Because I feel for you. I know you're doing everything you can.
If I was on the FaceTime, I'd be like, okay, and now start your set, lady.
If you 6'2", got a body like that, you could fall down wherever the f*** you want to.
I still thought it was hot. Swingin' Richards, have you been? Run. Chicken tenders, oh my
yeah,
God, you'll
food.
Die.
We'll see you next week. Nightly Pop. Y'all know I couldn't let Hunter get too comfortable. You know, I know you like the spotlight so much.
I hated it.
Well, look who came in today, Jackie Schimmel.
Yeah.
Yes! Welcome. And you're a wonderful green. You look beautiful.
Leaning in.
Yeah, you look great.
Well, let's get started, you guys. Now, you have probably heard about this. Adele has had to postpone her Vegas residency, but nobody took it harder than her super fan, who, for whatever reason, keeps missing her show, so she accidentally bought fake tickets. That is not Adele's problem. She flew to a show in London, and then sadly, you know, the show in London was canceled, and then the Vegas trip obviously had to be canceled as well because of the postponement. But the singer did make it up to her.
I'm being recognized. Are you that girl from TikTok?
Hello, yes, it is me.
Oh, I love you, I'm sorry, I love you.
What?
I'm sorry.
Because I feel for you. I know you're doing everything you can.
I know. I will do anything to see you. I just want to get a glass of wine with you. Forget the concert. Let's get drunk.
I mean, what do we prefer? A concert or a FaceTime from your favorite star?
Concert.
Okay. You don't want the FaceTime.
I mean, she's tried 3 times.
Yeah.
She's traveled. The universe doesn't want her to see it.
No, that's what I think.
If I was on the FaceTime, I'd be like, okay, and now start your set, lady. Because I didn't fly out here to hear you talk for 2 minutes.
Like, let's get a little song, singy song in here.
Yeah, I also think it's funny that the girl's like, instead of all the things you just offered, can we be friends? Can we hang out regularly?
Yeah.
Talking to one of the most private celebrities in the world, whose only friend that we know about is Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
You really think you're at that level?
Yeah.
No.
I'm like, no, girl, not the glass of wine. I don't, you know, but I don't think that's, but
that's
just get her some tickets.
Yeah.
You know, but I think you're right. Maybe the universe is saying it's not. I've been listening to the universe a lot lately.
Oh.
And just, yes, very much so.
What have you heard?
I'm surprised. Because I am control freak. I don't know if you know this about me. So I've been trying to just release and go with the flow.
Oh.
And it's been working really well. Like,
oh,
once I've released control, the universe is like, thank you, bitch.
Don't you think it's kind of crazy that you let the universe tell you what to do and then you don't come to the show? I'm just saying, the universe wants me to host, but I don't want the universe to want that.
No, I think that's why the universe brought me right there.
Yeah.
Let's move on and talk about Kanye and Julia Fox, shall we? They are making headlines every day, if you haven't noticed. Now it's about the matching outfits during Paris Fashion Week. I don't know if he could be trying any harder to get Kim's attention, but anyway, fans have bigger concerns. It's the boots. I have to say, he has been wearing them for weeks. How are we thinking? I don't know if Julia can stand the smell.
Didn't he say he's not taking them off when he showers? He's like living, breathing, sleeping in them. Napoleon Dynamite walked so Kanye could run in
Ooh,
those boots.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-uh.
I'm so concerned about the feet.
Ugh.
There's a part of me that goes, a lot of people wear boots a lot. People in cold places.
Yeah.
You know? But then you just change socks. So I think that there's a chance of that. But then I remember, it's Kanye West. And his feet probably do smell really bad. And he probably thinks it's a gift to the world.
He's wearing these colored contacts. That tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's letting me know, I don't know. This is just feels so incredibly staged, fake. Like, Julia is out, you know, as his little, like, doll that he dresses up, and it's just very awkward. There's some video of them from walking around LAX meeting each other and hugging and like saying hello. And it's just all so put on. I know Kim has to be laughing at this. Like, none of it feels authentic.
No. I mean, Kanye is just like us because, as you know, anyone that goes through a breakup, or maybe this is just me, I would always stage photos. Like, on my MySpace. Oh, my God. When my high school boyfriend broke up with me, I found the most attractive gay man, and we were locked and loaded.
You kissed?
Oh, yeah. And then it's just like a soft tag. Yeah.
A soft tag?
What's a soft tag?
You get your cousin to post the photo and then tag you in it so it doesn't look desperate. Kanye, calm it.
All right, you guys, now be careful with all of your thirst traps. Apparently, Shawn Mendes was trying to get his shirtless shot, but wasn't too smooth in doing it.
It's like kind of hot.
This is his thing now, right? Like, to be the awkward hot guy?
His PR team's like, do something, dude, besides all of this. They gotta be worried that he's just doing too much. It's weird now.
He's single now, he's shirtless, he's basically you.
His body's better than mine. He's like 6'2" or something like that. Like, he's a...
See, you know the specs.
Yeah, he's 6'2", probably weighs 176.
Now I'm starting to feel like it might be a little hateration over there.
No, I like it. I think it's good for him.
It's working.
I mean, also, I feel like if you 6'2", got a body like that, you could fall down wherever the f*** you want to.
I still thought it was hot. I did. I liked it.
Yeah. I do feel like tall men can get away with a lot. Don't men have a thing where, like, you excuse a negative part about a woman if she has something?
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's our height, is, like, boobs and butt. That's what we really like on a girl in terms of, like, forgiveness for unforgivable things.
All right, now Bow Wow says he dropped by the iconic Magic City Strip Club for some food. Our producers are putting this in quotes, but I don't think you guys understand the food at Magic City is really good.
It's good.
Yeah.
People really do go for the food. And he posted the video warning about this guy. If you act like this, your relationship might be in trouble.
It's fair.
And I will say, I don't know where this guy is from. Strippers and strip clubs in Atlanta. Mm. It is the capital of, like, the most intense stripping you're gonna see.
Swingin' and Richards, have you been?
Where's that?
It's in Atlanta.
No, I haven't been there.
Go. Run. Chicken tenders. Oh, my God, you'll die.
We'll see you next week.
Later.
I might not ever come back.
Have you been to an Atlanta strip club?
I haven't been to Atlanta, but I would go purely for the strip clubs.
No discussion until you go,
yeah. No, but I agree. I mean, I know I've been to certain strip clubs in certain cities, you know?
What's your fave?
Anywhere but the Valley. I've realized the Valley is rough.
Valley's dark.
Yeah. Vegas had a good one for a buddy's bachelor party. That was insane. And I was like, wow. And I walked around like that guy.
Yeah. That's how I was my first time at Magic City. I was like, holy like, the food is good. Why would anybody leave? I understand.
Totally.
Yeah,
I was genuinely, after living in L.A. for so long, and the strip clubs here are not great, going anywhere else, I was like, they actually hire really pretty women for these places. I was blown away.
Yeah. It's like not a dirt. It's like real beautiful women know how to move their bodies.
Yeah.
It's like it is like an art kind of. You're like, it is fascinating.
Yeah.
And like I said, the food is really good. So, you know, I've known people in Atlanta who's like, we're just gonna go down here and get some food. We'll be back.
People have business meetings at good strip clubs all the time. Yeah. Like, it's like a thing.
I don't hate it. I'm not mad at it.
I love strip clubs. Tootsie's in Miami, best chicken tenders of your life.
You're onto the chicken. You like the chicken tenders at the strip club.
I do love chicken tenders. I love them anywhere I can get them, but something about a chicken tender in a strip club
makes
really
it just hit right.
Slaps for me.
All right, you guys, we gotta take a break, but coming up, a reality star tries to get an X-rated gift through airport security. That's next. Oh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nightly Pop. Now, sadly, on last night's episode of 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, it was time for Jennifer and Jesse to say goodbye. Jesse was headed home, so when Jennifer dropped him off at the airport, she left him with a parting gift.
Gracias.
Come here.
What?
I have something for you.
Holy s***. Oh my God, babe.
So you can say that.
Mi amor.
No.
Oh.
Keep them safe. Mm. That's my
Oh, baby. Thank you. That is so hot.
Oh, my God. Oh.
How did they get the Skarsgård brother to do that?
Okay, Jackie, you were disgusted.
Revolted. Like, my throat is closing up. I want to leave. I'm so uncomfortable. I have a full chest rash. I hate this. I hate everything. Stop playing it. It's so gross. I hate his fedora. I hate
the fedora. I can't get over the fedora. I couldn't get past anything past this damn fedora.
The fedora sweating. To me is worse than the whole panty situation. I will say. Yeah. The panty situation's not bad until you realize he's smelling them on the pickup area of an airport.
Yeah. Like, do you give your husband your underwear when he goes on trips?
No, 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 no,
I have this theory that the meanest women get married first.
You think?
I feel like you get with your husband a little bit.
Oh yeah, I bullied him.
You're attracted to women you're scared of.
Yeah, I like them. So if you guys are, if any angry women are watching,
slide on in.
Do you know what's crazy? We didn't even talk about this. She's in the back seat, meaning it's an Uber.
Right.
Oh my God, you're like, so right.
Look, there's a guy in the front.
Oh, the poor guy.
With a mask on.
Yeah. All right, you guys, let's move on and talk about Candy Burris. She is serving up some fresh drama with her new show, Candy and the Gang. So it follows her and her family as they run their restaurant in Atlanta, and things get heated.
4 years ago, my husband Todd and I started a family restaurant called the Old Lady Gang.
Me and Patrick was in a situationship.
We was never like this. We was like this.
He is my grandbaby, and I tell him he's a
player.
I can't see it on TV. He was out.
You're a manager having a relationship with someone that they manage.
I have never, ever said that was my motherfucking restaurant. A lie is a lie.
I throw your butt down like I did.
Church.
That was like our last argument, Hunter. I was like, go to church.
Yeah, you did say that to me.
Eaten at this restaurant.
How is
Have
it?
You? It's so good. The food is very good. Best salmon bites I've ever had. The food is phenomenal. It's basically Candy's mother and her two aunts who are just phenomenal cooks.
It feels like this is the fastest pitch Bravo ever had to hear. You mean old ladies are going to be yelling at each other.
Go to church.
Yeah.
Go
and people are
going to
be hooking up with... It's one thing to hook up with a coworker. It's another thing to hook up with your subordinate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
At that point...
In the office at work?
Nah.
With a camera that's pretty clearly placed. It looked like it was almost eye level.
You're trying to hide it. Sex is always, I've never been the type to hook up with somebody at work. I just think it's bad business.
I mean, I definitely have, but I'm like, Jackie. Yeah, totally. You bet, Nina. I'm like, mm-hmm.
I did it at my first job, and that was a horrible
was
idea.
It?
Oh my God, it was so bad. My first job was at Starbucks, and I hooked up with one of my fellow baristas.
Hot.
Ooh, yeah. And then we decided to stop hooking up, and then she got very upset in the store. And
wait, what happened?
She came in one day after we had stopped hooking up, and granted, I was not the best at breaking things off back then.
Not
so,
you.
She was like, started losing on me. She's like, how dare you? And then the other manager came out and was like, who is this lady? Because she was just a sub. And then she goes, this guy spits in the coffee. And I was like, what the
serious?
Yes, and then she was let go. After that moment.
You need to marry this woman. Find her.
All right, you guys, now on to our favorite cast member from Too Hot to Handle. So Patrick has tried and failed at love with moves like this.
The flower? What's the flower for? For yourself or for a woman? I'll give it to you.
Patrick gave me a flower. I thought that was, like, really endearing. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he might have, like, some deep levels to him.
Oh, bro, I gave the flower to the wrong girl, man.
His name, Dear Georgia.
And I'll treat you right every single night. I'll massage your feet.
I'd kiss you right now, but Lana put all these rules out, and I can't, so.
I just don't feel that connection with Patrick. Like, he's so nice, but, like, as a friend, I think.
I'm sorry, me and Jackie were laughing the whole time. He seems like a genuinely nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Totally. I don't want to f*** him. I don't, ever.
Not at all.
Not one
no
bit.
No swag, not nope. Even a little bit.
On a show where the point is to not have sex with each other, this guy is nailing it.
Yeah.
Guy is doing it perfectly. That's exactly what you're supposed
killing
to do.
It.
This really shows you, like, the difference between men and women, because he's a very attractive guy and none of the girls are checking for him because mm-hmm. his personality is kind of flat. Men, it doesn't happen that way. Like, she could have the dudes on there would still be all over her.
Oh, yeah.
It's just very different.
I do think, I don't know if this has ever been made, this might be Nobel Peace Prize worthy, but I do think there's a correlation between men with nice hair and no personalities.
You do?
It's starting to add up. It's starting to add up.
You know what?
I'm graying on the sides already.
That's still nice hair.
Personality for days.
Yeah, and my personality's great, you know? So I...
Just ask him.
It's not that you don't have a good personality. I just have never met someone who says they have one. Like, you know, most people don't say, I have a great personality.
Ugh, I do that.
Are you kidding? You don't. Other people
always
say
I've never been like, hey,
that.
You know, I got a great personality.
I didn't do that part. Okay,
well,
to be fair.
You might as well.
I wanted to, I will admit. I wanted to do, but I didn't do it.
Good.
Yeah.
But you do.
You
no,
do.
No, I don't.
So humble.
I think where these people are on this reality show, they just trying to, you know, get their on, so
absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're on a show called Too Hot to Handle. Do we really think they're looking for personality?
No, and if you bust out a guitar like that, you better be John Mayer.
All right, you guys, we got to take a break, but coming up, how many red flags can you spot in one TikTok?
No.
West Elm Caleb kicks off Hater Debater next. Yay! Welcome back. All right, so everybody has an opinion, but most of the time they are wrong, and we are right because
yes.
It is time for Hater Debater. This story has the internet in a chokehold. So single ladies in New York are sharing their stories about a man named West Elm Caleb. And it's one red flag after another. Take a look.
So in my recent video, I made a joke to call out this very tall Caleb I went on a date with in New York City, and it kind of went viral. Then I get a girl DM me being like, oh my God, are you talking about the West Elm Caleb? And I'm like, who the hell is he? And she tells me that they've matched on Hinge before and that they were texting intensely and he is like love bombing her. And of course he ghosts her. But the funniest part is this girl sends me a TikTok that another girl made gushing about her Hinge date. And she tells me, she's like, I confirmed using my detective work that this is about West Elm Caleb. I just feel like love bombing is the gateway red flag to all of the other red flags.
There's this one thing, when women come together, is when we come together with the story, baby.
It's terrifying.
It's over for you.
It's incredible,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Isn't that crazy?
I was watching this and I'm like, God, I love having a vagina. This is amazing.
Whatever happened to better to have love bombed and lost than never love bombed at all.
Sweet.
You know?
Sweet.
When I was younger, love bombing, I just thought meant we were genuinely in love. I'm like, oh my God, he loves me in 5 days.
Right.
You know? So it is just such a red flag. I want one more women to know about that.
Yeah.
I do hope that if something like this ever comes out about me, that I'm at least Crate and Barrel Hunter or something. Because I got nice in my house, you know?
All right, let's move on. It is hard to get the mood right on a first date, but it is very easy to kill it. That is exactly what happened to one woman who told her story on TikTok.
So I'm enjoying kissing him, and then dead serious, I'm not kidding you guys, he holds my face, and he goes,
oh, does baby like it when daddy kisses?
oh, this baby leg.
What's happening? And he's just like,
oh, you could teach it.
No.
We never had a second date, thank you.
Is this a fireable offense? Like, is this something baby talk? Is that?
It feels like trauma to me. I don't want to deal with that. I'm just trying to get an appetizer and an entree and a couple drinks. I don't need the baby talk. No, thank you. Disgusting.
It is trauma if a guy does that. Yeah, yeah. Either he grew up without a mother, which is very sad.
Very.
Or he still kisses his mother on the lips, which is sadder. But it's totally one of those two.
Do you think
guaranteed.
He knows that he's doing it? Because I find, like, when I talk to my sister's dog, my voice changes and I don't know I'm doing it. And I look up and my sister's like, what the f*** are you doing? You know?
You were saying, you know, you talk to your dog that way.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, my baby, are you?
Yeah.
And I also make out with my dog while I'm doing the baby talk.
Okay.
So maybe I'm a hypocrite. However, I'm not going on a second date with someone that's talking to me like I'm a Gerber baby.
But maybe tell him.
If you go like, baby, what do you want to eat for lunch?
Yeah.
That's okay. But as soon as you go, baby, daddy wants Milky.
Not okay.
Everyone gets all weird about it, you know?
That sounds like a personal experience that we don't have time for. No. All right, you guys, this woman has found the key to happiness. She says she pretends to be an airhead to stop trying to please everybody. She even has a helpful guide called the Bimbo Manifesto.
Stop fact-checking. If you want to believe a fact, just believe it. I like to personally believe that Stevie Wonder isn't blind. Purposely do things you don't want to do wrong so you don't have to do them. So if you don't want to do the dishes and someone asks you, like, just don't even use soap.
She's the new Gloria Steinem. I mean, I love her work. At first I was like, this is disgusting. And then I'm like, she's kind of onto something about the dishes. If you act like you don't know how to do something.
But men do this all the time. Like, they pretend that they don't know how to do stuff. So then you're just like, I'll just do it.
I do like a woman who doesn't want to fact check me, though.
That's
that
nice.
Part is great. Because I say a lot of things that are wrong.
You want to mansplain on your own?
No, no, no. I don't even want to mansplain. I just want the fact to happen. I don't want her to disagree, so I don't have to mansplain.
Graze over it.
Someone told me when I was younger that dogs can't look up.
What?
And for years, I'd be like, you know, dogs can't look up.
Hunter, have you ever seen a dog? They're low to the ground. They have to look up.
Right. Well, when you get all scientific like that, then it makes sense.
The fact that someone told you and then you repeated it as fact for so many years is why you'll continue to get fact-checked.
I know. It's really not great. But then there's women like this who are maybe perfect for me.
Soulmates.
Well, while we're looking for your soulmate, we have run out of time.
No!
We will all be back tomorrow, including Jackie. She's going to be joining us.
Yes!
So you guys make sure you set your DVRs and we will see you then. Bye.
Jackie! Yay!